Because children with ADHD can't sit still for long, it's important to have different ways for them to move. Actually, research shows the more they move, the more they can sit still. Here are some state changes. A state changes a state in their body every time they move, and that helps them. So sitting, all right, then going to standing, or just natural moving, singing, because you're moving your mouth, you're moving your body, clapping, that gives you some ideas. So all these things, you can do them during circle time to help them sit. And you can also do them at other times during the class if you sense that some of the kids need to move. I've done it. I just do a copy me break. If you have attended any of our webinars or our live seminars, you have seen some of the copy me videos. It's hysterical. I go into a classroom, the kids don't even know me, and after a while, I see they're getting antsy, and I go, copy me, and I do all these stretches, and then I always wind it down, real calming, the stretches with their hands in their lap, or if they were moving around the room, just wherever they are. Okay, we're going to play a quick game of copy me. Everybody, hands in the air. Great. Clap your hands over your head one time. Great. Put your hands down. Touch your hips. Twirl your hips. And it just works. And the rest of the class likes it too. All right. So have a great day doing lots of frequent state changes. And remember, you are a difference maker. And P.S., for your information, both me and Marty are doing so many. I love it. Private online in-service training for early childhood centers. People seem to want that so much more than going and sitting in on a Saturday. And I'm doing one next week. Marty's doing two. And it's great. The centers choose all the topics like ADHD and more. And our trainings are approved in most states. We make sure that they'll have a certificate. I love doing them and interacting with you all. We can do that for you too. So here's the contact information.